Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Now I'm a pastor, and this is a talk show. And pastors don't always talk about politics, but we do quite often here on Bob Enyart Live. And you could get in on the conversation. The phone number is 303-463-7789. That's the back door number. You might want to write that down if sometime you can't get through on the 800 number. The 800 number is 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 836-9278. Some political items. Hillary Clinton has lost, what is it now, 10 primaries in a row, including Wisconsin, and it's looking increasingly like Obama, Barack Obama, will be the Democratic nominee for president. And what will that mean? Conservatives have hardly been able to restrain their contempt of her during this contest between Hillary and Barack Obama. And in so doing, if you watch, if you listen to the conservative shows over the last few months, it's basically like they're rooting for Obama and attacking Hillary. And I understand attacking Hillary. She is godless. Now, Jesus Christ died for her, and so we pray that she will acknowledge him and humble herself and ask God to forgive her, just like every one of us need to do if we're to have eternal life. Hopefully Hillary Clinton will somehow. Now, pride is pretty tough to overcome. Pride is tough to overcome. And when you're a leader, that makes repenting even more difficult. Because if you live a quiet life and you've never taken positions on a dozen major moral issues, and you come to think about Jesus Christ and you realize that he did come to earth to die for our sin and he was raised from the dead, and you realize all that and you repent, you ask him to forgive you and you become a Christian, well, that's a much different matter than when you are known as a leader and you need to then publicly acknowledge that most of your life you've been advocating things that are wicked. So pride makes it very difficult for Hillary, for all of us, but especially for leaders and celebrities to repent, to become Christians. And that's why typically, you know, not many of the world's great leaders will repent. But how many carpenters become Christians? And how many taxi cab drivers? Well, before they were all Muslims. No, they're not all Muslims, are they? But you get the point. Well, Hillary, there's a chance for her, but she's so wicked. And therefore, the conservatives in the media, they've not been able to restrain themselves when discussing the Hillary and Obama contest. And so he looks like he's the de facto nominee right now. Now, of course, his campaign could blow up for some unforeseen reason, but right now he will be the nominee. And so what does that mean? What would America be like under a Hillary Clinton presidency versus a Barack Obama presidency? Well, there's so much hatred toward Hillary that she would have a hard time getting her program passed into law because the Republicans would oppose pretty much everything she tried to accomplish. Now, Barack Obama is a different thing. You've got Republican pollsters, Republican consultants, Republican talk show hosts who can hardly talk about him without giving him a compliment. Now, I'm not quite sure why they would, because he advocates child killing and he promotes homosexuality and pretty much everything that's immoral he supports, and he opposes the Judeo-Christian worldview. And if he becomes president, then the chances that he will get a significant part of his program through the House and the Senate in Washington are way higher than if Hillary were to become president. And they have the same platforms, the same program, virtually the same. And I think we're coming to a time where Republicans, conservatives, and I realize those two are quite often antonyms, they're not synonyms, but Republicans and conservatives have forgotten that socialized health care is wrong. It's immoral. It's liberal. It's socialist. And we should oppose it. And so gradually the opposition to socialized health care is weakening in America because, hey, George W. Bush, he gave us some of his socialized health care. So we do have this crisis developing where the Democrats have a leader emerging who easily can be way more destructive to our country than Hillary because of how wicked Barack Obama is and what a wonderful face that many people think he puts on evil. Okay, and then we have Ron Paul, who is going to make maybe the last stand. Maybe in Texas will be his Alamo. He's still running for president. And he's from Texas. So it'll be interesting what happens with Ron Paul in Texas. But I'd like to take a call and then discuss Ron Paul a bit because so many Christians have become convinced that the Libertarian Party is the place for Christians. And so many pro-lifers are supporting Ron Paul. But first, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278 in Loveland, Colorado. Ray, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hello, Ray. Doing real well. This is Ray Graybar.
Yes, Bob. I'm excited.
You are. Ray, to let the audience know, Ray has been a producer for Bob and Yurt Live for 10 years. So, Ray, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about Bob and Yurt Live.
All right. Tell me. What's up?
Oh, man. I tell you, a lot has taken place since last year.
Yeah, that's really true, huh?
You know, you got the telethon going on right now. And
that's right. And we've taken in $5,800. Our goal is $25,000.
Yeah.
So we're approaching $6,000. And boy, do we need people's help. They could go to our website, kgov.com, or they can call 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Yeah, what has happened in the last year? A lot.
Oh, man, you know, the exciting things that I'd like to talk about is your history, a platform, and change.
Yeah.
You know, change is a big thing right now in the political field. That's all you hear.
Yeah, that's all Barack wants to do is change. And, you know, the Nazis wanted to change, too. So did the Stalinists.
Well, we've got some change that has
Castro.
Taken place. But the history of Bob and Yurt Live goes back 10 years with me. Mm. And, Bob, there's some amazing things that you've done in the past, you know. You were on national TV, and you presented your positions, and the things that you talked about, say, 10 years ago, are pretty much mainstream media events and how they didn't want to listen to you back then. Mm. And this is the platform that Bob and Yurt Live offers to the audience.
Wow.
I mean, when you go ahead and present something, it's because you have a good, solid history behind you. You've already been through the mill. You've already experienced a lot of these things. And
well,
you know how to present them to where it makes sense to the average person.
Well, Ray, I appreciate that. And, of course, I've been teaching the Bible since 1973. So that's 35 years, and getting an overview of God's Word is a really good starting place in order to know how to counsel people, recommend, advise on public policy issues. And our conservative talk show host, pretty much every one of them will brag that they don't know the Bible.
That's correct.
They'll brag that they don't know the Bible, and then they'll tell us the difference between right and wrong. And even humility, just humility, forget wisdom, just humility should say to them that maybe they should withhold their opinion because they don't know God's word. And if they don't give God the courtesy of knowing his word, then why should anyone take their word?
Correct. And that's what I'm so excited about when it comes to Bob Inyart Live in the telethon. I'd like everyone to know that when the money comes in to support Bob Inyart Live, that's what it's used for. I mean, we talked about that a couple years ago, maybe, and it still exists today. You have a staff that is all volunteer.
Well, our staff is, much of our staff is volunteer.
Right.
And the people who get paid, it's, we run on a shoestring budget here.
Right. And I think, you know, you're asking for $25,000, and I wish there was a one in front of that. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sure.
That's what it would take to go for an ordinary ministry to go ahead and run what you run on $25,000.
Mm, what a great point. And that is to help pay our airtime bill for the next year.
Right.
And that way, month to month, we're focused on other goals of the ministry and accomplish other things other than just trying to cover the airtime bill. So this will help keep us on the radio broadcasting, and we're so thrilled we're on the most powerful Christian radio station in the country.
KLTT is well known. It's a 50,000 watt AM, and I expect most people know, but if they don't, it covers 90% of Colorado and touches into seven bordering states.
Yeah.
Now, that's a powerhouse.
Yeah, that really is.
That's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Change, Bob, what kind of change have you caused? I mean, in the political field, in the pro-life, advancing the pro-life movement, what kind of change?
Well, we're working on it, Ray.
Yeah.
I mean, we really are. And trying to take the pro-life movement and reestablish it on a Christian foundation.
And this is the influence of Bob Inyart Live, when you're on the air and you can speak to the audience and tell them about these things, mm-hmm. and the influence that you have in the political field and in the pro-life movement. Not everything comes from Bob Inyart, but from Bob Inyart comes the influence. Mm-hmm. And this is something that people need to understand, that there isn't very many ministries out there that can actually claim change in the pro-life movement. Or is there any? There's some out there, but there isn't very many that can also call change in the political field. When you go ahead and operate from the avenues that you do, it causes change. And the history shows that change has taken place.
Well, Ray, it's very kind of you. And, you know, you've been setting up interviews for me for 10 years, for over 10 years. And whether I've had the opportunity to go on ABC, on Fox News, on radio stations all over the country, from New York City to L.A. I really appreciate that work you've done. And you're like many others. Most producers of a radio show, they get paid.
Correct.
You know, they get a salary. And this has been a labor of love for you for all these years. And I'll never find the words to thank you enough. But, Ray, thank you.
Well, it's the evidence is what's the reward, the evidence of what takes place. If people want to know what you've done, you have a DVD out. In fact, you've got a couple DVDs out that are really, really interesting. And one just kind of hit the market not too long ago. And it's good entertainment for someone who's, has a friend or somebody like
yeah.
that is just, fed up with the normal.
Fair for entertainment. Which DVD, Ray? We have about, 30 DVDs. Which one?
Well, the one that is really entertaining to the average folk, you know, that doesn't want to watch televangelists is your DVD called Bob Debates the Stars.
Bob Debates the Stars.
Oh, man, that is something
it's
else.
It's hysterical, isn't it?
It is, and it's such good entertainment. You know, it's not your typical pastor on TV.
Yeah, now, I don't recommend that for children. Because the stars, I mean, there really are, Hollywood celebrities that I had the opportunity to debate. And so we took a number of these and put them on a DVD called Bob Debates the Stars. And, you know, Hollywood celebrities tend to be vulgar. And I think we've basically censored out, edited out their cuss words. But still, I wouldn't have kids watch it.
No, I agree with you on that. But it's great entertainment, secular entertainment coming from a moral standard.
Well, let me give you some of the names, just a few of the many names of folks we've debated that are on this one DVD. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel has a late night show on ABC. Of course, he's a pervert, But it was quite interesting. He's on this DVD twice, I think.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, twice.
And you nicknamed him.
I called him a crotch humorist.
Nobody does that on national TV. Nobody.
Called him a crotch humorist. I said, you know, Jimmy, used to be Hollywood had these great comedies, comedians, romantic comedies, but now pretty much it's all a genital humor, and you're really basically a crotch humorist. And Ray, he didn't take kindly to that.
No.
And then about a year later or so, he and I were again debating on national TV, and I brought it up again that he's a crotch humorist. He got pretty angry.
He attacked you verbally to where the host had to come back after a break and give you a chance to go ahead and respond to the verbal attack that he put on you.
And then there's Cisco. Cisco's a rapper. You know, I don't listen to rap, so.
Right.
But he sort of, oh, boy, how despicable the language in his lyrics. Just despicable. And Martin Short, of course, he's a comedian, I think.
Yeah.
And Donnie Osmond, Judd Nelson, Larry Flint, who's the publisher of Hustler, and he's a porn guy.
And how you challenged him on national TV right to his face.
Hmm. Yeah, these were quite the opportunities. And, of course, millions upon millions of people heard these arguments and these positions as coming from a Christian. And hopefully it reached people. Well, we do know it does reach people because we hear from them through the years.
Through the years, correct.
Yeah. All right, so that's Bob Debates the Stars. Now, if someone calls into the telethon and makes a gift to Bob and Yart Live, Ray, maybe I should, maybe we could give them one of these as a gift.
I would support that.
Yeah?
Sure.
Bob Debates the Stars. And guess what? I got a note here. There's a James from Denver who's just given $500 in matching funds.
Oh, bless him.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So he's saying that if people will give up to $500, he will match it. And so that would give us a $1,000 day.
Well, we sure thank James.
Yeah, James, thank you very much. So let's see, how do we do that then? So if people call in or on our website, KGOV.com, or if they call 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, then we will match that. So if you give $100, it'll be like $200, and you'll get this gift, Bob Debates the Stars. So, Ray, how many other Hollywood types are on this thing?
There was always three against one, so each one had a more than one just popular. They were all mainstream.
so maybe about 12 or 15 different celebrities.
Correct.
So a lot of fun and a lot of important dialogue.
Right.
All right. So that's a gift. Bob Debates the Stars for someone who gives to the telethon, and just let us know you'd like this DVD. It's called Bob Debates the Stars.
And the DVD that I get real excited about.
Oh, another one.
Oh, yeah. Man, this is something else. And that's called Focus on the Strategy 2.
Oh, yeah. That's.
What an impact that has had, Bob. It's just, you can't calculate it.
Wow.
There's no way.
I had a wonderful meeting with the pastor of a mega church in the Denver area earlier today. And we gave him, he had not heard of Focus on the Strategy 2. We gave him a DVD of it, and Lord willing, he'll find the time to watch it. But you know what he grabbed onto, even without watching it, Ray?
What?
The phrase, we told him, actually, Joe Scott went to this meeting also. We told him about the phrase, and then you could kill the baby.
Oh.
And he repeated that phrase during the meeting.
Wow.
And said how for people to buy into that kind of strategy, they have to not have a solid Christian worldview.
He picked up on that real quick.
Yeah. So it was real encouraging. And, of course, there are thousands of pro-lifers now who know the phrase, and then you could kill the baby. And it comes out of this DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2.
And that comes from this platform that people are listening to right now, Bob Inyart Live. Hmm. And that's why the support is so important.
Hmm. It
we
really
can't
is.
Let Bob Inyart go off the air. We need to keep you on. And we need, especially on this particular radio station, it's just awesome how far it goes and what it does. So it's just not a local area.
It's
and then also
base.
You're on the Internet.
That's right. It's a great base to be on a 50,000-watt AM station. And then, thanks to the Internet, KGOV.com, Ray, it's really exciting to see the growth of the Internet radio program and how many folks are downloading the shows. Now, let me tell you about how many downloads we have per year. It's just over 400,000 downloads in a year.
Wow.
So you want to talk about a shoestring budget, but reaching people and influencing them. For example, let's take the whole pro-life movement and return it to a Christian foundation. And the personhood wing of the pro-life movement is advancing.
Yes, it is.
And so, and of course, that's one. That's the primary focus of the last year because of the opportunity we've been presented with, because of the great failure, the fiasco of the partial birth abortion ban, where the pro-life industry raised $250 million, and they wasted 15 years on a ban that, according to Dr. James Dobson, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. And it doesn't, of course. Now that's all. And we were saying this, Ray, for 15 years.
Yes, you have.
We just got $50 from Longmont toward the matching funds. Thank you so much, Bill in Longmont.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. So now there's $450 remaining in James' matching fund. Isn't that neat?
Well, this is so exciting. And you know, Bob Inyard is exciting. So is Pastor Bob Inyard is exciting. You know, this you can tune through the airways and look and look and look. And when you want results, come back to Bob Inyard.
Wow. Ray, I'll give you another 10 minutes to cut that out.
Well, 10 years of experience, it's pretty easy to go ahead and,
well,
and say. I could say a lot more.
Well, so we had this opportunity because of the incredible failure, the boondoggle, the fiasco of the whole partial birth abortion ban. And so Christians are waking up to the great failure that has been, and that gives the opportunity. You got to strike while the iron is hot. And so Colorado Right to Life hosted a leadership summit in November, 30 leaders from around the country, and they launched American Right to Life, which is now influencing pro-lifers all over the country, had a major influence on one guy. What was his name? Mitt Romney.
Oh, my.
I almost forgot his name.
Yeah, don't do that.
and specifically using the funds that came into American Right to Life. And by the way, Ray, they're doing better than Bob in Your Life.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. They've done pretty well. And doing statewide ads exposing Mitt Romney as a pro-abort candidate in Iowa and South Carolina, and 500,000 targeted emails to Florida before their primary. So, and Romney, he's out of the race, and the number one negative that people voted against him was because he was deemed that he's lying about being pro-life.
And this is the history of Bob Inyard. That's been on the air for over 15 years, putting forth this message. And now when the people have gotten together and they've decided that let's see what kind of action we can put together, and there came the action group.
Well, wow.
And
Ray,
so this is the influence that people are going to be paying for, and this is the rewards of this, you know, whatever amount they give. It's the reward. You can't put a number on it or a blessing on it because you just don't know how far it goes.
Well, Ray, thank you so very much.
All right, sir.
Really appreciate that. Ray Graybar from Loveland, Colorado. Now, I'm going to have to do this tomorrow about Ron Paul. But so many Christians are supporting Ron Paul and the Libertarian Party. And let me just make a couple points, and we'll do this tomorrow. Ron Paul is pro-choice state by state. He is pro-choice. And this is what he said in January of 06. He said, while Roe v. Wade is invalid, a federal law banning abortion across all 50 states would be equally invalid. Okay, so he is pro-choice state by state. That means He believes that the federal government should be tolerant and look the other way if Colorado and California and New York want to kill kids. Now, the Libertarian Party is officially pro-choice. Now, let's see. Hopkinsville, Kentucky, we just got a monthly subscription of $35 a month. Wow. $35 a month for the telethon and from the matching funds. So that's pretty significant. Uh-oh. I wonder if James is okay with that. Because we multiply monthly donations and subscriptions by 10. So please, somebody else, if you could call in, we got to use up the rest. Not that we have to, but it'd be good to use up the rest of those matching funds. Okay, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Christians, I don't know how many Christians think the Libertarian Party is pro-life. Let me read to you from their platform off of their website. The Libertarian Party platform on reproductive rights, we oppose government actions that prohibit abortion. How's that? What? Hundreds of thousands of Christians think the Libertarian Party is pro-life. Libertarian pro-lifers are guilty of historic revisionism. They change history. Here's what they claim, typically. A Libertarian pro-lifer says this. The federal government gave us abortion with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade. What makes anyone think that the federal government will end abortion? That's what they say. Here's the truth. The states, not the federal government, the states began legalizing child killing, with 19 states permitting abortion for various reasons in the 7 years before Roe v. Wade, and I have a list right here of those 19 states, including a number of states with virtual abortion on demand, like New York, which allowed abortion on demand through all 6 months. Right? Ron Paul's bills, his Sanctity of Life bills, allow abortion in the states. Let me quote from his 2007 bill, Section 3, Subsection 2, the Supreme Court shall not have jurisdiction to review any case arising out of any statute on the grounds that such statute regulates the performance of abortions. So if California has laws that say you can have abortions, then the federal government, Ron Paul tells the federal government they have to tolerate and look the other way. We just had $100 come in from Denver. That's pretty close. That's pretty close to the matching funds. 1-800, thank you very much, Denver. I don't know the name on that, but thank you, Denver. 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. We're about out of time, but I'm going to take the show tomorrow, Lord willing. Oh, let's see. Tomorrow's a Friday. I wonder if we do a Real Science Friday show tomorrow with Fred Williams. They're so much fun. Well, if Fred can make it, we'll do a Real Science Friday and put this till next week. Otherwise, Ron Paul and the Libertarian Party tomorrow. My brother Brian in home reconstruction, 720-641-7033. Brian Enyart.